Kamal Pervenich is the author of Killing Days. The book recounts the 7 months that Pervenich spent in two prison camps in Bosnia in 1992. He says that his memories of Radovan Karadzic go back further.
He openly said on the Bosnian television, I think it was 1991, if the majority of the Bosnian population decided that we should become independent, then the Muslim people may disappear. These are his words, that, you know, Muslim people cannot defend themselves, so the Muslim people may disappear.
What happened in 1992 then?
Well, this almost became true. I thought, you know, my neighbors, my former schoolmates, my Serb friends, they were not going to turn on me. And I missed my opportunity to leave the country. And then, you know, his threats were fulfilled.
What happened specifically in your village?
Well, because my village and my town happened to be on the part of the territory that Karadzic and his followers wanted to be part of their republic, they decided to remove by force all non-Serbs. As part of this process, they established concentration camps, and I was put in one of them together with my middle brother, and my mother ended up in another camp. And I didn't know what was ahead of us, but I was really fearful for what was to come next.
Well, what happened next was that you endured daily life in this camp. How long were you there, the first camp?
I was there for 2.5 months, but in this case, time doesn't count, you know, time that we live on a daily basis, because it could have been as well, you know, 250 years, because every day was like eternity. I never knew whether I would live or die for 2 minutes. And I was basically trying to survive through my current day. Very early, people would be called out, taken for interrogations, and some people would never come back. Other people would come back broken, then called out again, and finally disappear, because most murders were carried out of sight.
Can you describe the concentration camp? I think for many people, the only image that they might have is what happened during the Holocaust. What were the conditions like there?
Well, this facility was a disused iron mine, so they used the existing buildings that were in place to incarcerate us. And I was put in one locker room together with 500 people. I can't tell you exactly how big the room was, but I can tell you that there wasn't enough space to sit on the floor. And if I wanted to rest a little bit, then I would have to lean against my fellow inmate. And over time, there would be a little bit more space on the floor. And it's only because people started disappearing. There were a couple of small windows on this room, and it was like a glass house. And that summer was extremely hot. It was like being in a tropical rainforest. We were given a single meal, not even every single day, and it was not a proper meal, you know, a stale piece of bread that you could swallow in two bites, and some kind of lukewarm soup. There was nothing in it. You could count the number of peas in it.
And what happened that you were released?
Well, I learned much later. I became a very good friend with one of the journalists who came to the camp, who was, I say, crazy enough to try to get to the camp at all costs. He was persistent enough to force them to take him to the camp together with two other colleagues, journalists. And when the world saw the pictures that were served to these journalists, you know, the world was in great shock. But Radovan Karadzic and people around him, they didn't expect something like that, this kind of reaction, even though those images didn't portray what went on in the camp at all. Those images only showed emaciated faces, but not the horror that was happening up to that point.
What caused your release from this camp and then your entry into the second camp?
Well, like I said, when these images were shown to the world, it caused this outrage, and they quickly closed it down. They only kept 174 people, and in the camp, because they knew that other journalists were going to follow in the trail of these first three journalists. And I don't know whether I should say I was lucky to be transferred to the second camp, because you know, I suffered degrading treatment in the second camp as well.
So then let me ask you what the arrest of Radovan Karadzic means to you.
I'm not thinking this is just about justice for people like myself. I see a much bigger picture, and I hope that his arrest, trial and conviction will serve as a deterrent to any current day dictators from committing similar crimes. And he should serve an example as an example so that whoever decides to commit similar crimes should know that they will not escape justice.
And just very quickly for you yourself, what is the feeling?
Well, there was no elation, there was no jubilation. I feel he should have been arrested 12 years ago, that it would have done much more good.
All right, thank you very much for telling us your story. Kamal Pervanic is the author of the book, The Killing Days, My Journey Through the Bosnian War. He is now an accountant working in Dover in England. Thank you so much for your thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you.